CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 megahertz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 26th of January, 2025, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at romeosierragolfbravo.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. The RSGB has announced the details of the amateur radio activity that is provided for the British Science Week 2025 Community Pack. Nominations are encouraged for the role of RSGB President. The next Tonight at 8 webinar will focus on fault finding in construction projects. The RSGB is delighted to announce details of the amateur radio activity that the Society provided for the British Science Week 2025 Community Pack. The RSGB outreach team, working with the RSGB comms team, submitted two activities on this year's theme of Change and Adapt, and one was chosen for the Community Pack. This activity was created by John Hislop, G7OHO, and tested by RSGB School Youth Champion Chris Aitken, MM0WIC, and other members of the outreach team with various groups and ages. It uses amateur radio to find out if people in different countries are seeing changes in their weather patterns. It is a simple activity that is also designed to get people on the air. Community or youth groups will need to access a digital mobile radio repeater and assistance from a radio amateur, which is why the RSGB is asking for the support of the amateur radio community to make this as effective as possible. You can find the RSGB activity and other resources on its website at rsgb.org/bravo-sierra-whiskey. So take a look and get ready to be involved. You can also find the full set of this year's activity packs at britishscienceweek.org. To ask questions or suggest an activity, contact the RSGB British Science Week coordinator, Ian Neal, M0KEO, via Bravo Sierra Whiskey at rsgb.org.uk. The RSGB President is a prestigious and important role. Each President has the autonomy to shape the duties and activities they carry out to best match their view of the role. Former Presidents have spoken of the unique insight it has given into the hobby and the fulfilment they have felt from the role. Read more from the current and some previous Presidents by going to rsgb.org/president. If you believe that you can be an advocate for amateur radio, that you have the necessary understanding of how the RSGB works, and are someone who can relate to and talk engagingly with a wide range of people, then why not apply to be the next RSGB President? Nominations are now open in the RSGB 2025 elections, and full candidate packs can be found via rsgb.org/election. Applications are strongly encouraged from radio amateurs of all different backgrounds and identities. Every new volunteer who joins the RSGB is an opportunity to bring a different perspective, which the board is eager to embrace. Remember that the closing date for all vacancies is 2359 UTC on the 31st of January. So, if you'd like to rise to the challenge and be the Society's next President, act now. Have you ever spent time constructing a project only to find it doesn't work? If so, the next Tonight at 8 webinar on Monday the 3rd of February is one to put in your diary. Lee Aldridge, G4EJB, will present a basic fault finding and electronic session that will look at the requirements of construction as well as the pros and cons of different types of construction. He will also look at what to do when you've built a project but it doesn't work. This will include looking at your method, understanding some simple circuits and basic use of a digital multimeter, your expectations, as well as checking and testing. Lee has nearly 35 years of experience in working in telecoms and electronics and will be known by many as the former Radcom Basics editor. Find out more about this discussion by going to rsgb.org/webinars. Watch the presentation live on the RSGB YouTube channel or special BATC channel and ask questions via the live chat. Today, 26th of January, the 2-meter band is full of transmissions from operators taking part in 145 Alive. The event is running from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. and there are nets operating in most Maidenhead squares across England, Scotland, Wales and Ireland. To take part, all you need to do is call in and make contact with others. For more information, visit the 145 Alive Facebook page. Have you been involved in aspiring newcomers to amateur radio? Do you have a knack of introducing and explaining the fundamental principles of our wonderful pastime to the uninitiated? If so, have you considered writing for Radcom Basics? Tim, G5TM, the Radcom Basics editor, welcomes all suggestions. If you have ideas for future articles, email radcombasics@rsgb.org.uk. The RSGB is looking for an assistant editor to join the team that produces its suite of Radcom publications. The successful candidate will be involved in everything from magazine production and sub-editing to writing articles and planning content. For more information, look at page 83 of the February 2025 issue of Radcom and via rsgb.org/careers. If you're interested in applying for the role, email radcom@rsgb.org.uk. And now for details of rallies and events. On Sunday, the 9th of February, the Mid-Cheshire Amateur Radio Society Radioactive Fair will take place at Nantwich Civic Hall, Market Street, Nantwich, Cheshire, postcode CW5 5DG. The doors will be open from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. and admission will cost £5. Hot food, refreshments and free car parking will be available. For more information, contact Patrick 20VGF via info@radioactivefair.co.uk. The Red Rose Winter Rally is due to take place on the 23rd of February from 10 a.m. at Mather Hall, Mather Lane, Lee, Lancashire, postcode WN7 2PJ. Please note that the maximum number of 5-foot tables per trader has had to be reduced from 6 to 5. On a brighter note, the price remains as it has been for several years at £10 per table. For more information, visit whiskeymikeromeocharlie.co.uk. Advance notice now that the 13th Scottish Microwave Round Table will be held on Saturday the 1st of November 2025 at the Museum of Communication, Burnt Island, Fife, Scotland. There will be an optional dinner in the evening at a local hotel. Further updates will be posted on the gmroundtable.org.uk website in June or July 2025. To find out more, email Colin via golfmike4hotelwhiskeyoscar@gmail.com. Now the special event news. The Straight Key Century Club's Straight Key Month is currently underway. The annual on-air event commemorates the club's founding in 2006 and celebrates the original instruments of early radio telegraphy, including straight keys, bugs and cootie keys. Listen out for the Kilo 3 Yankee call sign, which is being aired from the 10 United States call areas. Information on the event and QSL instructions can be found at tinyurl.com/Kilo3Yankee2025. A large multinational team is active as Tango X-Ray 7 November from Hiva Oa in the Marquesas Islands, OC027, until tomorrow, the 27th. The team is operating using CW, SSB and digital modes on the 160 to 6 meter bands, QSL via Club Logs, OQRS and Logbook of the World. For more information and updates, visit tx7n.com. British Railways Amateur Radio Society is running special event stations, GB0LMR and GB2SDR, during 2025 to celebrate 200 years of train travel. Operation will be mainly focused on 40 metres, but there may be additional activity on other bands. QSL via the Bureau. To read more about the special event stations, visit qrz.com. Now the DX News. Dwight VE7BV is active as Tango Golf 9 Bravo Bravo Victor from Guatemala until the 28th of January. He's operating using mostly CW and SSB on the 40 to 6 meter bands, QSL via Dwight's home call and Logbook of the World. Ralph DB4REB is active as Charlie November 2 Romeo Echo Bravo while on holiday in Morocco until the 30th of January. He's operating using CW, FT8 and SSB on various bands. Ralph is hoping to work some parks on the air sites along the coast during his visit. QSL via eQSL or direct to Ralph's home call. For more information and updates, visit qrz.com. Felix DL5XL is active as Delta Papa 1 Papa Oscar Lima from a German research station in Antarctica, AN016, until the 25th of February. He's operating mainly using CW on the HF bands. There may also be some digital mode and SSB activity. QSL by DL1ZBO. QSOs will be uploaded to Logbook of the World and Club Log. Now the contest news. The British Amateur Radio Tele Data Group RITI Sprint started at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 25th and runs until 1200 UTC today. Using RITI on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange is your serial number. The CQ 160-meter DX contest started at 2200 UTC on Friday the 24th and runs until 2200 UTC today. Using CW on the 160-meter band, the exchange is Signal Report and CQ Zone. USA stations also send their state and Canadian stations send their province. On Tuesday the 28th, the RSGB SHF UK activity contest runs from 1930 to 2230 UTC using all modes on the 13, 9, 6 and 3 centimeter bands. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday the 29th, the United Kingdom and Ireland Contest Club 80 meter contest runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC using CW on the 80 meter band. The exchange is your 6 character locator. The UK 6 meter group Winter Marathon began 0 hours UTC on Sunday the 1st of December and ends at 2359 UTC on Friday the 31st of January. Using all modes on the 6 meter band, the exchange is signal report and locator. on Sunday the 2nd, the RSGB 432 MHz Affiliated Societies Contest runs from 0900 to 1300 UTC using all modes on the 70 cm band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday the 23rd of January 2025. This week, ending today, has looked a lot like a repeat performance of 2 weeks ago. The majority of the sunspots are in the Western Hemisphere, with very few in the Eastern side. This means that the solar flux index could drop over the coming week, unless there are sunspots ready to rotate into view to replace those being lost. A look ahead at the stereo ahead spacecraft imagery suggests that there are indeed sunspots over the eastern limb, so all may not be lost. Overall, the sun has been fairly quiet. There were no X-class flares and only 5 M-class flares from the 19th to the 23rd of January. The KBN index has also been relatively low, only peaking at 4 for 1 3-hour period on the 20th of January. As a result, with the solar flux index in the 200s, HF conditions have been quite good. The maximum usable frequency over a 3,000 km path has been consistently over 28 MHz, from around 0830 to 1600 UTC. However, the 2017, 15 and 12 meter bands seem to be carrying most of the X at the moment. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will remain in the mid-200s. Geomagnetic conditions are also predicted to be good until the end of the month, but a KP index of 5 is forecast for the 31st of January, and this could last for a few days. So we urge you to make the most of the conditions now, before geomagnetic storming, if it occurs, makes a mess of HF as we enter February. And now the BHF and up propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The weather pattern is being driven by a very strong winter jet stream across the Atlantic Ocean. This gives scope for rapid development of deep lows and consequent gales and damaging winds. On Friday the 24th of January, the first big storm hit the northwest of Britain. We may find that the next low in the series is heading for southern Britain tomorrow. That's the 27th of January. This all makes Tropo unlikely for much of the week ahead, since it stays unsettled through most of the period, but with the smallest hint of higher pressure trying to return from Thursday. Rain scatter will probably be worth some consideration on the gigahertz bands, while meteor scatter remains driven by random activity rather than any major showers. There have been further auroral alerts over the last week, and it's always worth keeping the KP index in view to monitor any possible changes for aurora. High figures above a KP index of 4 are a good trigger point to get interested. Moon declination reaches minimum in the Northern Hemisphere today, when moon windows at their shortest and peak moon elevation is at its lowest. Past losses are now falling as we passed apogee on Tuesday the 21st. 144 MHz sky noise is high, reaching over 3,000 Kelvin today, before dropping to moderate until Wednesday, when the moon and sun are very close in the sky for the whole moon pass. After this, it drops to low for the rest of the week. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. This is a rather truncated list for the South West and Wales. South Wales. On Tuesday, Blackmore Vale Amateur Radio Society is meeting at the New Remembrance Hall, SP7 0PL, from 7:30 PM. On Sundays and Wednesdays, Flight Refueling Amateur Radio Society has club nights from 7 PM. Gordano Amateur Radio Group meets on the fourth Wednesday of each month from 8 p.m. at the Ship 310 Down Road, Portishead, North Somerset, BS28JT. Isle of Avalon Amateur Radio Club meets on Fridays at Ivor's Paddock from 6 p.m. On Monday, Mid Somerset Amateur Radio Club is meeting at the Quarterjack in Wells from 2 p.m. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, BS16-4NE. Meetings start at 7 p.m. and talks start at 8 p.m. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets on Wednesdays from 7:30 p.m. at the Chantry, Thornbury. On Monday, Western Supermare Radio Society is meeting at Western Supermare Social Club from 7:30 p.m. And in South Wales, the next meeting of Aberdaron District Amateur Radio Society will be held on Friday the 31st of January at Herwine YMCA Hall, CF44-9RB, from 6 p.m. Aberkenfigan District Amateur Radio Club has its weekly meeting on Wednesday from 7 p.m. at Tondi Railway Club, Station Approach, Bridge End. On Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society is meeting from 7:30 p.m. Chepstow and District Amateur Radio Society meets on the second and third Tuesday of the month from 7:30 p.m. I think this is a new venue. The Scout Hut, next to the British Legion on Grahamstown Road, Sedbury, Chepstow, NP16-7AD. You can check it on the web, Gulf Whiskey 4, Lima Whiskey Zulu, .co.uk. Cwmbran and District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 until 9 p.m. at Hentless Village Hall, NP44-6JZ. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Thornydale, Cardiff, CF14-6EA at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society meets at Ystrad Rhondda Sports Centre, CF41-7SY on Tuesdays. Uskside Amateur Radio Club meets every Monday from 7 until 9 p.m. at Faith Church, Wearne Industrial Estate, Rogerston, NP10-9FQ. It's 5 minutes from junction 77 of the M4. That ends this week's GB Taurus News broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcon magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcon@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, romeo-sierra-golf-bravo.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.